Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Ari Goretzky, researcher at ESET. You know, Ari, I can't believe it's only a few days from Thanksgiving, and that means that Black Friday and Cyber Monday are upon us for holiday shopping. Can you tell us a little bit more about what Cyber Monday is?
Cyber Monday actually starts just after Thanksgiving dinner, so it's actually probably Cyber Thursday, but we already have Thanksgiving and Black Friday. But Cyber Monday kind of came up as a way to describe all of the shopping deals that appear online for people to take advantage of. Thanksgiving marks the beginning of the holiday season in the U.S., so this is the opportunity when retailers start their biggest discounts in order to sell the most product.
So I guess if there's a number of deals happening online and it's one of the busiest times to shop online, the bad guys are probably going to take advantage of this. So I guess what do you see as some of the threats?
First off, you're absolutely correct there, Matt. Just like crime in real life, online criminals like to take advantage of holidays to take advantage of people. Although they're not necessarily sticking you up or robbing you in the parking lot, they are doing things like attempting to scam you with deals that are too good to be true by breaking into e-tailers, online sites to gather credit card data, and just in general, perform any kind of crime or fraud that they can think of that's holiday related.
So I know the ESET research team blogged on this at blog.eset.com and provided tips that online shoppers can follow to stay safe while shopping online. Can you run us through some of these tips?
Certainly, there's a lot of tips in that blog article, so I'd suggest that listeners do go and read that. But the highlights are, you know, make sure that your computer is protected, it's up to date with patches and security software before you go shopping online. When you do decide to go shopping online, stick with the well-known, reputable sites that you trust. Don't go to an unknown site that you've never visited or done business with before and put your credit card number in. You may get more or less than you expected. Tied into that, you know, be cautious about these deals. There are some amazing holiday blowouts out there, but most of them are not going to be for a penny on the dollar. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
So if somebody gets an email that is advertising a great Cyber Monday special or Black Friday special, is it best then just to go to that website directly versus doing anything through the email that they might get?
Well, I would be a little bit careful of the email. You can always copy and paste the address in the email into your web browser, from your email to your web browser without clicking on it directly. But a lot of times it's just easier to open a new web browser window and type into that address in or go to it from your favorites. Another important thing is when you're checking out, make sure that the website you're on has a SSL connection. You'll be able to see that because the address in the bar, beginning of the URL, changes from HTTP to HTTPS. And in modern web browsers, latest versions of Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer, Opera, and so forth, the web browser address bar usually changes to a green color. That's an important thing to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. No, that's great advice. And I guess, what about deals that people might see on social networking sites? I mean, this is, as we've seen over the years, social networking is certainly becoming more and more popular. And I assume that retailers use social networks to target potential buyers. What about some safety concerns there?
Yes, resellers do use social networking, some with great success. But it's pretty much the same thing as email. Be careful where you click. If a deal says that it's urgent, that it's exclusive, that it's some kind of limited time offer, don't necessarily trust that. It's still better to go to that organization's or that retailer's website and look around on there directly. You'll probably find the magic great deal link that they mentioned as an exclusive on social media just by looking through their website and searching on that. Social media is a wonderful thing in that it connects us and allows us to share with all the folks that we know. And the flip side of that is when someone that we know gets compromised, that chain of trust is used to con people. Not that your best friend is knowingly sending you a bad deal, but if their account's been compromised, that bad guy is going to take advantage of that to send out messages on their behalf. So be a little skeptical about all those amazing deals on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, Ari, as always, thanks so much for the advice, and definitely encourage listeners to visit the ESET blog for the full list of tips. Any other last words that you'd want us to leave us with on this topic?
A couple of things. You might be visiting relatives or out for the holidays when you're shopping. If you're accessing your computer on a wireless connection, be careful about that. Wireless hotspots can be insecure, and putting your credit card in there could be giving it to someone else that's monitoring that hotspot. So try to do your shopping from a safe location, whether it's home, work, school, wherever you can securely access the internet.
Well, Ari, thanks so much for joining us today, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you have any other questions for Ari on this topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.